for parents of children with disabilities, my goodness, they have so many more roles that they have to take on. They have to be a medical expert on their child's disability. They have to be a case manager. They have to be a transition specialist. They have to be a cheerleader and a coach. They have all sorts of roles that they have to play. And the more that we can help families understand what those roles are and point them out to people playing them who can be role models and mentors and supporters so that they can learn how to play those roles well, that's critically important for how a parent sees themselves in terms of the job that has to be done. Now, often when I ask educators, how do you support parents to be advocates for their kids, I'll get a sort of hesitation and a pause and a, well, we get along really well with our families. And I think they're hearing adversary. Mm-hmm. I think they're hearing a role that parents play where they're going up against the school. And that's not really what it is. It comes from the Latin, which means to speak out for. That advocacy role means that parents are monitoring their kids' progress. They're stepping in if their child is struggling or needs help or has a problem or is being treated unfairly or is being bullied. And they look for help. You know, does my child need tutoring? Does my child need extra support? What can I do at home to help? And basically being a collaborator with educators and others in the school to guide the child through the system successfully. And children with disabilities especially need parents who can play that advocacy role. And it's not a skill set that we're born with. Being a good advocate for a child means you have to know when to step in, what to say, how to navigate the protocol of the school, who to talk to first, second, and third, what to say to get an appointment, how the system works to make it work, what the options are for the child, how to get help, how to access resources that may be in the community.